Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Michigan is offering a total of $1 million in prize money to people who can come up with new ideas to keep invasive Asian carp from getting into Lake Michigan. And maybe it's just in time. In June, an 8-pound silver carp was pulled out of the Calumet River, having evaded electric barriers to get about 9 miles from Lake Michigan, too close for comfort for many. Because the fish can grow up to 100 pounds, can eat up all the food needed by native fish like trout and perch. In the Illinois River, fishermen are paid to pull carp out to thin the stocks. And since 2010, more than $388 million, mostly federal money, has gone to battling back the carp through those electric barriers and locks that flush water out as boats move through. And on Monday, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released a report recommending similar methods and more at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois, a crucial point between a river and the Great Lakes. And Michigan is now casting a net for more ideas. Molly Flanagan is Vice President of Policy for the Alliance for the Great Lakes, a nonprofit applauding Michigan's efforts. And Molly, it seems like great minds have been thinking about this for years.
The hope is that by putting money on the table, that will be enough of an incentive to get some other people with great minds and great ideas, potentially with new technologies that would stop Asian carp from moving any closer to the Great Lakes.
And tell us what's in place already. We know I mentioned the electric barriers. What are they?
So there are electric barriers, which essentially are a curtain of electricity in the water that are supposed to deter Asian carp from getting any closer to the Great Lakes. However, we know that they're not foolproof. Small fish can swim through the barrier sometimes, and also the barriers are prone to failure from time to time, so they're not always up and running perfectly.
Well, is it also like some other invasive species? Can they hitch rides on barges coming through?
They can hitch a ride with barges. They sort of get trapped in between the barge tows, and then they can get pulled through the barrier as well.
Well, you know, here's where there's, you know, real disagreement, because that Army Corps of Engineers report that I mentioned, it talks about just closing down, you know, locking down the locks and cutting Lake Michigan off from other travel. That would certainly keep out invasive species. But you know, people in Illinois, the Chicago area, they are very much against that because that would stop a lot of the flow of revenue through the lock. Now, the report was held up while they battled over this, the Corps ultimately deciding not to recommend closing the locks and cutting the lake off entirely. Your thoughts?
The most effective way to keep Asian carp out of the Great Lakes would be to restore the natural continental divide by putting some sort of physical barrier in the waterways. However, that is not what is being envisioned at Brandon Road Lock and Dam. It was one of the options on the table to look at closing that lock. But what's being recommended is a combination of technologies that include complex noise, water jets, electric barriers, technologies that would still allow waterborne traffic to move through the lock, but would hopefully keep Asian carp from moving through that lock.
And when you say return to the natural geography that was there, Lake Michigan was landlocked from the Mississippi River before a man-made shipping canal connected them. They were cut off, essentially.
Yes. The Chicago Area Waterway System is the only continuous connection between the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River Basin, which essentially makes it an invasive species superhighway that can allow aquatic invasive species to get into the Great Lakes and also to get out of the Great Lakes into other parts of the country. So this is how zebra mussels have gotten out of the Great Lakes and into other parts of the country.
We talked about this earlier this year in our lake series, that a lot of lakes across the country were when people put their boats in, they have to be examined first to make sure they don't have those mussels on the bottom. The carp have not made it into Lake Michigan. Now, there's a lot of reasons. There are the electrical barriers that have been put up. But some researchers note that the fish aren't really moving forward, that maybe there's something they like in the water where they are. The U.S. Geological Survey is studying whether there might be a chemical in the water, some kind of natural bacteria that triggers a stress gene, and so the fish don't want to move forward. Is it worth letting nature take its course?
I think that we have already not allowed nature to take its course by introducing Asian carp into waterways in the United States. They're not a natural fish anywhere in the United States. And so I think it makes a lot of sense that the state of Michigan, the federal government, Congress are looking at options to make sure Asian carp don't advance any closer to the Great Lakes.
Paint the picture if the carp do get in the lake.
Invasive carp are already in a number of places in the country, and where they exist, you have seen decimation of native fish species. In some places, Asian carp make up 90% of the biomass in rivers where they are established. And so keeping Asian carp out of the Great Lakes is really critical to protecting our fishing and recreational opportunities in the region.
Well, so Michigan has this contest. But meantime, let's say they come up with a great idea. The Trump administration 2018 budget plan would cut $300 million from funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, money that was supposed to go to implementing ideas for keeping the carp out.
Yes. Luckily, it looks like our Great Lakes champions in Congress aren't going to stand for that and are working to make sure that that $300 million is included in the federal year 2018 budget.
Molly Flanagan, Vice President of Policy for the Alliance for the Great Lakes, on the new contest being offered by Michigan, a $1 million prize to come up with an idea, new idea to keep the invasive Asian carp out of Lake Michigan. We'll link you at herenow.org. Molly, thank you.
Thank you so much.